This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
It's not just truck drivers. Wall Street pros are losing their jobs to computers, too. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on how more Americans are putting software in charge of how they invest for retirement.
Many investors are already phasing out the human touch, shunning mutual funds for ETFs, exchange-traded funds, where managers pick an index of stocks that follow a sector.
The reason why you've seen the outflows in mutual funds and inflows into the ETFs is because the mutual fund structure is not working, plain and simple.
Martin Mikus wants to remove the experts from the ETF process as well. His startup, CrowdInvest, picks the stocks for an ETF based on input from regular people.
Any index that's out there that's decided by a small group of people, I think, can be better dressed by using the wisdom of the crowd.
With the idea that a crowd, even an uninformed one, will be smarter than an individual fund manager, there's an opening for companies like this because millennials are shunning traditional investing, just as they are coming into money. Jim Weddle is the managing partner at Edward Jones Investments, which works mainly with baby boomers.
There is going to be a $35 to $40 trillion transfer of wealth between that generation and their sons, their daughters, and their grandchildren.
He says the siphoning off of those kids by online competitors has been a bit of a kick in the pants. His agents are trying to build relationships early, meeting with the children of clients when they're home visiting from college. At SageVest Wealth Management in McLean, Virginia, most of the clients are older as well. They come for advice on things like how to invest their retirement portfolios, the same services offered online and cheaper by so-called robo-advisors. Jennifer Myers is president of the company.
And I think it's helping to fulfill a market void, and I'm happy that it's there, but I just think investors need to be educated whether or not it's appropriate for them.
She compares robo-advisors to tax-preparing software. It pushed some human tax preparers out, but only really works well if your situation is pretty simple. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.